Good morning and welcome to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Hope everyone's having a great start to their week. And today we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at what Paul describes as striving lawfully. Now, the purpose of this podcast is to encourage us in the fight for faith, and I think it's important for us to understand that the enemy fights in any way that they can. They fight unethically, they fight illegally, if you will, and no holds barred. And sometimes it can be a temptation as a Christian to fight in the same way, to fight in a way that fight dirty, I guess, would be a way you could describe it. But as Christians, we're to take the high road in when fighting the battles for the Lord. And we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, as Paul is encouraging Timothy with this, begins at verse number 3, "There thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now verse 5, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." Now, Paul liked to use athletic comparisons in the epistles because people understood that, because he would use running or running the race, that we're encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses as like a grandstand for a competition. And it's true, if we've ever competed in any sport, whether it be, you know, maybe soccer or basketball or track and field, that there's certain rules that we must abide by. Especially in track and field, you can't have illegal equipment. We know that there's a lot of controversy. You can't have steroids, you know, different things like that. They give you an unfair advantage because if it's found out that they're cheating and they've done something unethical and deceptive, then they lose their medal. They lose, as it says here, you don't get the crown if you don't strive lawfully. And we have to be careful as God's people that we don't fall into using the same tactics that the world uses, that we don't do unethical things. And there's a couple of areas that I think we need to understand, is that especially when the world likes to slander us as God's people, Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes, it said, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you for my name's sake." That revile means to slander, means to demean the character of. And what our temptation can be is to do that in return and to slander. And even though what we're saying might be true, we have to be careful that we're not using the same tactics and doing the same thing back, because the Bible says that our words are to be seasoned with salt, that we should speak always with grace. And that means that we're speaking of them in a way that they don't deserve. That we're not, the way they do deserve to be talked about is to talk about their sin and talk about their wrongdoing. Now, is it wrong to call out sin? No. But we have to be careful that we're not falling into the same traps that they're using on us. Into what? Well, they said this about me. Well, I'm going to say this about them. We need to strive lawfully and to have grace that God has bestowed upon us. We need to bestow it upon other people as well. And also, not only that, but a Christian in all his business dealings and all that he does must be above reproach 100%, that we shouldn't be doing anything unethical. There might be some things, especially maybe with your taxes or how you handle your finances, that maybe are not technically, you know, we use the word technically in air quotes here, technically illegal, but are they unethical? Is it not above board? You know, we have to be careful about those types of things as Christians, because our testimony is extremely important, because we represent Christ. And as it says here a couple of verses back, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life." We can get tangled up in the way the world does things. We're to take the high road. We're to be citizens of heaven, not do things the way the world does them. We're to do things the way God would have us do them and be governed by the principles of God's Word. And Paul gave us great examples of this when He said that he was going to abstain from meat offered to idols if it was going to cause a brother or sister to fall and cause them to turn back to idolatry. It wasn't worth it for him to have that meat, even though technically it was lawful. Yes, it was lawful. Was there anything wrong with him eating that meat in the eyes of God? No. But in that sense, because it was just offered to an idol, and he didn't believe in idols, so you know it didn't make a difference to him. But you know where it did violate the Word of God and violate the conscience of somebody else and cause them to stumble and fall back into idolatry? And you look at Matthew chapter 5, I believe it's verse number 21, and Jesus speaks about those that teach others to break the commandments of God or lead them in that way. And Paul was very conscious of that. He wanted to make sure that he wasn't inadvertently, not by his teaching, but by his example and by his testimony, he wasn't leading people into something that they struggle with. So he said, if that's the case, I don't want to be the one that does that. I don't want to be the one that leads them into doing wrong by my example because I'm exercising my Christian liberty. Though it was lawful for him to do it, and he said it's more important that these other people not be led to do the wrong thing. And that is what it means to strive lawfully. Yes, we're going to fight in the fight of faith, but we need to make sure that we're not leading other people astray and that we're also doing things the right way. So I want to encourage you with that this week. So keep that in mind as you go through your week. Consider everything that you do in your workplace, with your family. Are you striving lawfully? Are there some areas that maybe we need to maybe be a little bit more above board about, to have a little bit more accountability in, and that will help us in our walk, in our fight for the Lord. So I want to encourage you to make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe at rss.com, sermonaudio.com, also Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can subscribe on there so you don't miss another episode, and you'll get a notification when a new one goes live every single week on Monday morning. And don't forget to share us on social media. Share it with your friends. If this has been a blessing to you, we'd love to hear about it. You can email us info@tbccolleen.org and let us know if this has been a blessing to you. Maybe a question or a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Also, love to hear about some topic ideas that you might have for the podcast. Love to cover those in the future. Well, thank you for tuning in today, and I will see you next time.